This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
When Matthew is on Duster, he is demon-possessed.
Hey, what's up, bitch?
Not my friend back now.
Who the mark is you? Roy! Roy!
Did you write it?
Scene in Schindler's List where he's trying to find secretaries and he's testing basketball how fast they can type. I love the final basketball scene where he wins the big game.
And what movie are we talking about?
Schindler's List, man. Right. But that, like, he ends up picking all the, like, pretty secretaries that suck. But I'd be like, listen, man, I'm the fastest typer there is, so you're going to want to hire me first. Then you can get all the pretty girls.
My thick fingers make it impossible for me to miss keys.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, I've got some big fingers.
I'm going to be spending this entire episode just fucking playing with this thing, dude. There's so many bells and whistles,
I feel like you should do all the zingers. Is that what they're called?
I'm eventually. I think that maybe there's some built in.
Just because you like...
Oh, there aren't. Are there?
I feel like it'd be fun if you just surprised us with your own zingers. And, like,
I think there might actually be some... Oh, man. Their zinger is built into this thing.
Oh, cool. What? Classic zingers. That's nice.
That's what I'm talking about.
What are you? What sound does it make?
Oh,
I can't hear it, you guys.
Yeah, you need headphones.
That's okay.
Can you reach
just
to have a regular headphone? Or do you need the jack?
Man, this is
You know what? It'll be a surprise for
listen. I like good pods, as we know, and there's nothing better than listening to your podcast hosts demo sounds on their new technology.
And sounds you've heard before.
Right. Nothing, literally nothing special about these.
We're just excited. That's so cool.
That's who we are. This is Did You Read It?
Studio, Ryan Seacrest.
So we got a new done with that. We got a new mixer. You know, as everybody knows, we've had just colossal technology problems for a while, and our recent issues were, for some reason, the audio just speeds up at its own rate whenever it feels like it. It was just starting to feel a little too caustic. We lost two really funny episodes, so we were just like, fuck it, we're gonna invest. So we got a new mixer from Rode. It's called like the Rode Podcaster Pro or something, or Procaster, because we are professionals.
Yes.
Shout out Capo's at a Wine for making this happen. Yeah. Appreciate the
Thank
gift.
Thank you guys.
Once the Capo money started rolling in, we started getting very irresponsible.
Yeah.
Very fast.
Yeah.
See, when we talk about the meth cast, we're actually, that's what happened, is Capo wet our appetite.
Yeah.
But they couldn't satiate the need.
That's right.
So we got into meth.
God.
A little more chemically
tasting.
Still love my Capo, but sometimes I need something a little stronger.
Right.
That's right. work's been tough this
week.
Work's
been tough.
Salt
do
mine.
You,
I'm
still, do you do yeah. meth when you're having a hard time?
I feel like, right.
I don't feel like that's the thing that you
I've been
go
feeling
to.
Feeling down or I'm stressed. I think I'm going to have meth to just
ease
things out.
Have a little bit of meth today.
Meth to get by. Yeah. It seems like a last resort drug.
It like does seem like a last resort.
You've moved to meth because you're out of. You started, with high grade cocaine,
right?
Then you ran out of that money and you went to crack, and then you went to meth.
Shit.
And then somewhere in there, you're drinking Cabo Zetto Tri-Blend.
Mm-hmm.
That was up in the Coke days.
Yep.
Because that's good wine.
Because it's classy as hell.
Well, anyway, this is Did You Read It? weekly podcast about the internet by Waver at the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
My name is Dog Boobs.
Hey, and I'm Mind Free Day. What's up?
Cool. First of all, a couple little shout outs. Thank you. We've had some cool help. So we had a guy or girl, come out of the woodwork and let us know that let us know that our subreddit was awful, which it was.
And it looked so horrible.
It just looked like it was kind of like quintessential old school Reddit, right? That was like kind of I don't want to say it was the goal, but we definitely left it that way. We haven't had time, so he came out of nowhere, helped us out, yeah. Modernized
Inc.
it. Kudos Inc. Thank you. Bless. Still not convinced that you're not going to steal all of our information, but not a lot of information to glean from that.
No.
So I think we should be fine. Yeah. So as of right now, you have configuration access. So
yeah.
do your darndest.
Hack us. Man. Track us.
Right.
Clap yeah. back at us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what they always say.
Did a little sleuthing on the guy, and he seems like a nice boy.
Good.
So
I typed in from. My social security numbers into the code somewhere. Okay. So if he finds it.
Your social security numbers.
Yes. Not just the single one.
Just to throw multiple. It to throw people off track.
You get a new one at your 13th exactly. birthday, right?
Oh yeah.
It's, that works.
It's like
it's a bar mitzvah.
You gotta re up.
I actually maybe that seems like the kind of thing that your dad would have done. We'd be like dog boobs, I'm going to give you multiple social security numbers. You're never going to know when we need to flee.
Congratulations, honey. I'm trusting you with a fake social security number.
The one that you were born with, I've used
right.
and abused.
Yeah,
exactly.
And we have to throw that away.
Your credit's fucked.
Yeah,
now.
Your credit's bad, so we got you a new social security number.
Now your name is Barbara Hendricks.
Barbara Hendricks is a woman who died last week, but... No one else needs to know that.
No one else needs to know.
Cashing her Medicare check.
What other? Do we have any other hot breaking news that we need to cover before we hit the hot page,
boy.
The front page, the top page?
Well, because we are a political sub,
right.
or a political podcast,
we are.
Mueller report dropped, and there's a whole lot of cloak and dagger mystery right. around it.
Yeah, right, it's actually going to be. It's kind of the great mystery of our time
yeah.
right now.
I know.
Because a lot of, so anybody who hasn't been following it, which, where you, actually, for anyone who hasn't been following it, good on you, because you're blessed that you haven't had to deal with a lot of this fucking horse shit that's been going in the political cycle. But if for some reason you haven't and you're interested, the Mueller report came out, which is Bob Mueller has been investigating Trump's collusion with Russia in the run up to the election. In which Donald Trump became our president. And that's actually an important detail. He's only been researching the collusion, right?
Uh-huh.
So
not his entire life before. His entire life
right,
of crime
right,
before.
Yeah. So
he didn't look into his penis size.
Nope,
or
didn't
his
look
haircut,
into his penis size. But
his tanning solutions.
He came to the conclusion that there was no collusion, which is fair. That's fine.
Democrats cried.
Democrats were very upset.
Oh, yeah.
He came to an inconclusion, though, about obstruction of justice, which was what nailed Nixon. So,
yeah.
And then Bob or Bill Barr, right? Is that his
yeah.
name?
Yeah.
Something Barr.
Bill Barr, who was appointed by Trump to be the attorney general when he got the report, he was like, no, he's fine.
Yeah, I think he read like the synopsis in the front. And was
much.
Like, "I'm pretty sure
yeah.
we're good. Like,
yeah,
it's all
yeah.
good."
So he ended up the Mueller document was 300 pages long. The Bill Barr report that he gave to Congress that cited his findings and cited his conclusion was about 4 pages long, which is turned into a pretty rabid. Democratic Judiciary Committee, who is demanding the rest of the file. So, well, who fucking knows if that's going to happen? But it's been hot and heavy, and it is worth bringing
yeah.
up because it's just been one of those things that's just popping up all over Reddit. And
you know, it's weird.
We just got to bring it up. You know,
it feels like middle school where they're the popular kids, and we're just like sitting back watching their drama.
It does feel like that a little bit.
I'm like, oh
right?
my god, Summer and Cody broke up. They're in a fight. Yeah. They don't know who I am, but
I was watching that from the inside.
Yeah. Oh shit. Ooh. Cause you were a popular kid.
Well, I was, I spent a lot of my time in high school in, lunch detention.
Oh.
So all the things that happened at the lunch shit. Table, I had to like see it from inside where the derelicts hung
oh,
out.
No.
So you can read lips now? Is that what
you're
saying?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Good Lord.
I was also filming when I was in high school. I would film the TV news or the high school news at lunch hour.
Oh man. So you were a nerd and
you were
an AV
club
kid.
Guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would edit and stuff. So but I was also tall and bulky, so nobody gave me wedges.
Wow.
But. Nice. Wedges.
Yeah.
I love that.
Nobody gave me wedges. What were your guys' high schools like? Let's talk about that before we talk about these weird pages on the front
one
page.
One time.
You went to an all-boys school, right?
No.
Didn't you?
So many chicks there.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
I could have swore that you didn't. Didn't you go to an all-boys
Catholic school?
I went to a
Catholic school, but it wasn't all boys. It was girls. And then once a month, we had to go to church, and everyone had to dress up, and the boys wore khakis and ties.
Right.
And the girls were the shortest skirts they could find,
yeah,
of course,
and like roll them up,
and roll them up. They would wear short skirts,
roll them up to get like an extra inch shorter.
And wasn't the rule like
the boys were like, "I love church.
Yeah,
church is the best.
God,
yeah, Jesus, woo!
Jesus, let's go to church. Can we go twice a week?"
And you're like 17, and the girls just like spent that day was the day they got their high heels on.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Did it up.
They're like, we're getting cleaned up and we're going out. And then they went to church
at 10 a.m.
Right.
church.
What was your click? What was your thing?
I played sports, so cool. I hung out with sports kids.
Sports guy.
Yeah.
You were the dick jokes in the locker room guy.
Everybody played sports in my high school.
Yeah, of course.
That's what you did. If you didn't play sports, you were just that weird kid. There was like a crew that hung out
underneath the
yeah, they
bleachers.
Hang out on the bleachers during lunch. And like one time a kid brought a pellet gun to school and he shot some seagulls.
Oh, no.
And like he got expelled. But like there was that crew, you know.
Damn.
And I remember going like, yeah, that's what that guy does. Like,
yeah. What did you expect?
That's his role. That's his cast in life.
He's a sharpshooter. Why don't we use him?
Yeah, exactly.
I think the funny part was they brought the pellet gun to shoot, apparently to shoot yogurt. For like on the bleachers, like they're gonna, I'm just gonna shoot some yogurts.
It's fun.
Wait, what does that mean?
Well, you know, like
canisters of yogurt,
because
it goes, and they're actually the perfect thing to shoot.
Yeah,
Dog Boob gets it.
Yeah. I've never thought of that. Yeah, I've never thought about shooting yogurt, but that makes total sense.
Because the explosion,
yeah,
it's like a mini head,
and it like it's
cool.
Like
cool, okay.
Thick and viscous, and it'll stop that baby,
like that old custardy Yoplait. Right. Anyway, so
simulates a human brain. Is what you're saying.
I think their intention was to shoot these yogurts and. It only takes about 4 minutes for a boy to go, oh, what about those goddamn seagulls that have been eating my lunch all year?
Fuck those guys.
Fuck those seagulls. And then they try to start shooting seagulls. And then, of course, like, when you're walking around campus with a it looks like a rifle.
Yeah, of course.
You know. And back, this is pre-high school shooting, so.
No,
Columbine was 99. This probably would have been 98. So, like.
Wow.
It just wasn't something you would have thought could happen.
Right.
And then, so they just got like busted, you know, like it wasn't.
That's
now
so funny.
The FBI would show up.
Yeah.
Literally, that would be like on CNN.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool.
Oh,
that's
God.
So funny. What about you, dog?
I don't know. It was like, I think I was like kind of in a couple different groups.
Were you a theater kid?
No, not a theater kid. I was, you know, the slowest kid in cross country and track. That was one of my.
Oh, yeah. You got passed by a kid
with
Down syndrome?
I think that's what.
You can say Down syndrome.
Yeah. I think she
it's
had Down
fact.
Syndrome.
I mean,
I just feel bad because like the punchline of that whole story is like, that's absurd that she could run faster than me.
Right,
and I don't want to. That's like kind of mean. But
yeah, of course.
That's, you know, what you think. Like,
she was 6'5 and built like a.
She was built like a linebacker. Built like a Impala.
An Impala.
Built like an Impala. That's fun. That's fun.
But yeah, I was in that group. Then I had like the kids on my team.
Okay.
Then I was friends with all of the Girl Scouts I used to be in a Girl Scout troop with. Right.
Oh, cool.
And then I was friends with the snarky, rich AP kids.
Tight.
And that's kind of my three groups.
So you were
I was a dabbler.
You were a hybrid.
Yeah, I dabbled.
I like it.
And then I kept in touch with none of them.
Yeah, tight. That's how tight you do it.
I reinvented myself.
I've only kept in touch with Slumberfest, pretty much.
Oh,
we're on a text chain.
Slumberfest.
One of the members of Slumberfest, the 69 boys, as you know, will be here in next week, actually.
Holy oh, crap. We're going to have him in for a guest interview.
We're doing a Tough Mudder.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Can you be on the pod?
Yeah, we can bring him on.
That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I want to cross-reference all your... Yeah. Tall tales.
Yeah. Well, cool, we can maybe cover Dance Dance Revolution because he and I were on the pro circuit.
Holy crap.
And we'd like you to wedgie him on air.
I'm not a good wedgier of Nathan.
He's a big boy. Huh?
He's not big. He's limber.
Oh.
Yeah, he can work his
he's
way
slippery.
Around. He's slippery.
He'll get away.
He's a fish. All right.
Cool.
So let's talk about some of what has been happening this past week.
Yeah.
So I have a couple that. So first of all, we were passing this one around last night. I think this is an important news in general. Like, I don't want to get political here again because I know this is not a political pod. But today I learned that Charlie Chaplin claimed to have slept with over 2,000 women, and his partners have described him as a human sex machine.
Nice.
And hung like a horse. He had a party trick where he would impersonate the orgasms of famous actresses. Which I just love.
That's the coolest thing ever.
That's Charlie Chaplin.
What a
like,
little
if,
asshole.
If we found that out about like Charlie Sheen, we'd be like, checks out. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin.
It's like silent film,
right.
And he's just boning everyone on the block.
I think things were freakier than we think.
I would
50s Hollywood.
Well, especially if you're a rich person, right?
Yeah.
And he was kind of the first. Well, I don't want to say he's the first. I literally do not know, but like he in my mind, would probably be considered the first movie star, right?
Yeah, right?
That's what they say.
So
that's what they say.
And can you imagine the idea of all that attention when it's kind of been, when you don't have the discretion that you would assume with most movie stars now, where it's just like, there's a PR machine behind him. Back then, it was just like, people were just being like, hey, Charlie, sleep with me. He'd be like, yeah, okay.
And yeah, like, right. If you guys look him up on Google, I think you could classify him as a zaddy.
What
does that mean?
Which means a hunk.
Yeah, a real hunk.
I mean, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah, when he's not wearing his dumbass costume, he looks kind of cute.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't. Mustacheless Charlie Chaplin's a pretty dapper boy.
Yeah, he's a dapper boy. Yeah. He looks like a dipshit when he's in his outfit.
Yeah.
I don't like his outfit.
And he also did like the bow leg thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just was like kind of funny and frumpy and weird.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, like the thing people like baby boomer humor so weird,
right.
Like what do we call, I don't know what generation his name is, but that humor is so weird.
It is pretty strange.
I hate it.
Well, anyway. Do you know, did we talk about, I think we talked about this when I got back from Japan, how I had run into some people at a bar, some Japanese people at a bar, and their friend came in and they were like, hey, this is our friend, he's a popular comedian in Tokyo, right?
Oh, nice.
And he was like kind of funny and goofy, right? And so I tried to engage with them as much as I can. I was like, who's your favorite American comedian, right? And their response was Charlie Chaplin.
Whoa.
Which was so strange. But then I started deconstructing it a little bit. I was like, oh, well, it's physical comedy.
Yeah.
It transcends any language.
Second
barriers.
Favorite,
it makes sense, you
know? Mr. Bean.
Wow.
Honestly, that's like, that's their logic. Because they go like, we like that kind of thing. And it totally makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you think of comedy. I mean, I was
third favorite is Carrot Top, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, I was listening to some podcast about Dave Chappelle, and just hearing him deconstruct some of Dave Chappelle's jokes, like so much of that requires like a cultural understanding of the things he's referencing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And
like nichey stuff in within the culture.
Well, and then add language on top of that. I mean, it's like, how do you, you know, so... It was pretty interesting. So Charlie Chaplin, huge slong, apparently.
Yeah.
So who knew?
Bit of a slut.
What else you guys got?
I don't know. Everyone's sluting around, right?
Yeah.
Back then, I don't know.
Not
well,
that
that was
many.
Also, that was pre, so that would have been, you know, like mid
20s, 30s. Mid-90s.
2000 means like, if you had sex with one person a day a year, that's 200
right.
for 10 years.
Whole? Yep. My God. So
he was
doubling,
not even
tripling
every
up.
Every day. It's like, let's just say 200 a year, but it's probably more like 600 a year because there's
morning,
those
noon, and night.
Right.
Yeah. All day.
Fit people in whenever you want.
The maid, the butler.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Who are these?
Butler. No one's safe.
Who are Butler?
Jeff.
The famous Jeff. Who are the famous actresses at the time? Oh, he was also British. Did you guys know Charlie Chaplin was British?
No.
Yeah. So he was born in England.
What a proper dapper Dan.
Died in Switzerland.
Oh.
He was married 4 times, so that checks out.
I mean, who knows who these people are? 1914, Mabel Normand, ooh. Marie Dressler, Edna Purviance, Myrna Kennedy, Virginia Cheryl. These names
are ridiculous. Well, I'm just
these
thinking
names
like,
are kind of coming back.
Who are the like foxy? Who's the J Law? Of the time.
Right. You know? I don't know if they had the one. Teens? Like, yeah. I mean, they probably did back then, but I don't know if we know like their names.
Cause if he would impersonate the orgasms of famous actresses, like what is a famous actress? Right. And like,
they must be like, oh my God, Mabel Cherlins.
I know.
We all know her.
It's probably exactly actually.
Probably
what
it. Happened.
So, what else we got? Okay. This is a fun one. Go ahead.
I found one really, really funny story that pops up.
About Chuck?
About the Princess Bride.
Oh.
Andre the Giant once let out a 16-second fart and brought production to a standstill. Nobody said anything except director Rob Reiner, who said, "Are you okay, Andre?" To which Andre replied, "I am now, boss." And then they continued shooting.
That's it.
Did you see his documentary on HBO?
I haven't. I'm a little afraid to watch it because I've heard
good.
It's very sad.
It's like uplifting sad. Oh, okay. I wouldn't say cool. It's so sad.
He was like a Wade Boggs consumer of alcohol, right?
Yeah. And that's definitely a big part of it. Right. And he's just like such a huge man. He would drink like 100 beers in a night and like.
It's crazy. And like it would be like a thimble. It wouldn't even matter.
Yeah. And like bottles of wine look like little tiny like play bottles in his hands and stuff. And he would drink a lot, but.
It's crazy.
And then like when he would pass out, nobody could move him. So he would just like sleep in the hallway of a hotel passed out. That's where he goes.
Yeah.
But they had a whole section in there about how much he liked to fart. And how amazing. Big his farts were. They like carved out a section of a documentary, probably 3 minutes of, and people, and like, you could tell the interviewer asked the question, but then you didn't hear the question, but then the person responding would just like start to smirk and be like, oh yeah. Andre had big gas.
Oh my God. He must have been eating so much lactose.
Yeah, he was just crushing, drinking cheese.
Yeah, like I feel like it's probably like if he'd switched up his diet,
is that what
he
it does?
Okay.
Is that what lactose is like a fart? Is a fart machine?
I mean,
I think farts are like bacteria gases or something. Yeah, so there's so much
farts.
Living bacteria in cheese. I think maybe it like.
Living bacterian cheese.
Yeah. It just throws gasoline into your fart tube.
I love that. I love that.
It's kind of like when you light your fart on fire, except the opposite direction.
Yes.
So here's a couple other ones I really would love to talk about. These are actually not necessarily from the top of this past week, but they were popular. I think if we dig down, we'll find one. So one submitted 1 day ago, 98,000 upvotes. This is probably top. But woman... with mutant gene who feels no pain and heals without scarring, discovered by scientists.
Where?
She reported numerous burns and cuts without pain, often smelling her burning flesh before noticing any injury.
Oh my God, text me that.
Do you think this is you? Does this sound familiar?
I'm seeing it 12 down, Del Boobs.
12 down? Okay.
It's in a little publication called The Independent.
How? Oh my God.
Looks apparently to be a white supremacy magazine.
That would be so cool to not be able to feel... Like, it would be dangerous to not be able to feel pain.
Well, that's what they always say. They say it's a really dangerous thing. It sounds like something that would be really nice, but it's actually very, very bad. Right?
It would be good in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone's giving each other Indian burns.
She's 71 now. So she's...
Wow. So she's...
She survived.
That's crazy.
It says here she's a professional kickboxer.
Damn. At 71.
That's
pretty cool.
Here is...
Well, mutants are real. I think that's the story,
that's
right?
That's what we want. Well, mutants... The concept of mutants, in theory... Well, I guess probably...
Should we take her out? Because we don't want the mutants to uprise and take over.
Well, if she's 71, if she hasn't procreated now, then she's probably not going to.
You think her kids are mutants?
Well, I think that... Yeah, probably not. Is that how the X-Men work? They have kids and they're not necessarily mutants, right? Then Wolverine was a created mutant.
That's right. He was built by the government. Yeah.
Yeah. But he would have had what she has because when his claws do their thing, they literally just go through his hands. So
she can heal. Well, she doesn't feel that pain.
Yeah, she doesn't heal though.
God.
Right?
Yeah, it doesn't sound. Yeah.
But she heals like regular people heal.
Right.
She just doesn't feel pain. So right.
How does she not scar?
Nobody knows.
Jesus
man. Indeed. All right, so here is another one. I hate these people, but this is very funny, and I got to commend them for being funny. So the Donald, this post was from 22 hours ago. I saw it, and I was just like, you know what? That's really funny, actually. So their whole thing with this Mueller report, obviously they've been very vindicated, and they love talking about salt. Like salty Democrats.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
No.
Okay. So evidently they have been ordering huge bags of salt and sending them to the CNN headquarters.
My God.
So there was a post yesterday that was, it's like salty. And so it began, the first of my 50 pound bags of salt has already arrived at CNN, right?
It's like, here's the thing. It's a nuisance for the people at CNN to throw it away, but you're the one buying massive amounts of salt.
So
it's worth it for them. So I've been saving up for this.
Yeah. As of 19 hours ago, as of this moment, we currently have 8,634 pounds of salt heading to CNN. 4.3 tons of salt has been sent to CNN by the Donald.
Oh, wow. My God.
Which I look at that and I go, you know what? That's funny.
Yeah.
I will raise my flag to that. Yeah. It is fucking hilarious.
I think what's great about it is that somebody on the internet, a community has got together and organized a single move.
Yeah.
Totally.
Does anyone have any connections with Big Salt? And then they find some guy from the salt mines. Right.
My grandpappy worked at Morton's.
Yeah.
I think we could probably get like wholesale, you know?
Yeah. It's got to be like that.
Which is good for us because we work at the salt mines.
We do work at the mines. So they're gonna be given promotions.
Yeah, I'm about to see some, the salt stock go up.
our Morton stock.
Is just like I think salty is like a synonym for bitter.
Yeah, totally.
When this news broke, I was like, oh man, what's gonna be fun is watching the Democrats like bite their tongue and like sort of
start capitulate a bit.
Mm. And I was just thinking along the whole time, I was like, God, they must have had strategy meetings about this. Like, what if nothing happened? Like, then how do you pivot?
I mean, well, the big problem is that
it's just interesting now to see the pivoting happen.
I think the narrative got taken out of control from the hands of the people that were trying to control it. Because the thing that came, like, as soon as this came up, I was like, cool. All right. No collusion. Like, fair enough. Right. Because it was always a stretch, you know what I mean? It's like, it's the idea of like Russian meddling, that's real, right? The idea of the Trump family being like the masterminds behind the whole thing is, I'm like, I don't think that they're even capable of doing that, right?
Right.
So it was always going to be a stretch.
Because I think the Russians thought Hillary was going to win the whole time too.
Like,
and then when it became apparent she didn't, they're like, oh, well, this is just like a happy gift.
Totally. Like they all knew. Like that, we have known for a long time that Russians meddled in the election. Trump's whole thing has always been like, it wasn't me. I didn't fucking do it. And everybody's like, you did it. And he was like, no, I didn't. What the fuck are you talking about? Right. So now it has come out that he did not collude with them.
Is it that he didn't?
He did not collude with them.
Or is it that they can't prove that he did?
Well, I mean,
because that's kind of different.
In the law, he is not being indicted for colluding with them, which basically just means they can't prove that he did.
Exactly. Right? That's what I think. Yeah. Like, I'm a libtard, so I'm going to tell myself that he definitely did collude with Russia until I die.
You're a celebrity libtard on IMDb.com.
I'm like a major libtard.
This is what the R. Kelly supporter said in 1999 or 2001, too. So, like...
Oh, I thought you were about to read a funny quote. Okay. This is what they said.
It's like, a similar,
It's like, same thing with Michael Jackson. Admit, like, something you don't want to admit.
Yeah.
And it sucks because you're a fan or not a fan in this case. But it's like,
bummer, man.
Yeah.
It's just,
well, but I think that the problem with this whole thing is that what Mueller has been investigating is naturally short. it's not short-sighted, it's been narrow.
Yeah.
Right? He's been researching something extremely narrow. However, like, he is a lawman, right? He is only going to do what is legally obligated to do. That is his job, and he's very, very strict about it. Mm-hmm. So he has done his job, which is said, there is not evidence enough to indict the president on this thing, right? And or anybody that's close to the president, so his family or whatever. However, I am inconclusive about obstruction. And then everything else he found in that 300-page document, which probably was a lot of these ancillary details we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
we'll never know.
I know. I hope someone leaks it.
Oh, I hope so.
We're not going to arrest you for collusion. Right.
Someone will
leak
it.
On page 69, it says that you like to have girls from Belize shit on your chest, like the John McAfee guy.
Yes.
There's going to be like a lot of that information.
Dude.
John McAfee, national hero.
National hero.
I hope somebody scans that thing because I need to know about the dossier. I need to know about that piss video so bad.
What is the dossier?
It's the Chris Steele, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I know about the piss video rumors, but is it somewhere?
I need to know. I need to know.
I know.
If he got pissed on or if he likes pissing on people.
Not a political pod, but we just got to watch Trump family pee on prostitutes.
I need it.
I think the kids are into piss stuff.
I think the kids are kind of like the kids in the college admission scandal, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Where they're like dumb. They don't necessarily know what's going on. They've gotten roped into something and they go, but I thought I deserved it.
Yeah. Right?
I see the twinkle in Don Jr.'s eye for future politics.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
He's so dumb, though.
That the other day, I was like, he's like on the Bush W track.
Totally. You know what's weird? He doesn't have a charisma. Yeah. Like, Trump has charisma.
Yes. You guys have seen Vice, right? The new movie.
No, I haven't actually.
You got to watch it because of the way they convey George W.
Yeah.
Because Sam Rockwell is just like the greatest actor of our generation, right?
He's the best.
And he's could not have been more perfectly cast for that role.
Oh, so if George W. is to George Sr.,
right,
then Trump is George Sr. and Donald Jr.
Right. I think
I feel is like a downgrade, right?
Well,
like at least with the Bushes, we got a half of a good president, or at least like a presidential president.
We got somebody likable, right?
Got up at 5. He had an Ovaltine. He like went.
Yeah, Bush one was like a respectable guy.
He was.
Yeah, he was also, wasn't he a FBI director or something before?
CIA director.
Yeah. So he was like a respectable guy. God. Give
He's
a shit.
Definitely in the Illuminati.
And then
we want our presidents
just a
in the
bartender before.
That's right.
You know,
is that true?
Yeah. He just wolfed around West Texas.
Yeah.
Bartended.
He was a waiter at Texas Roadshow. Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, he was. Amazing. He was a server. So
him and Linda.
That's different.
All right, let's talk about a couple more tops, and then we're going to get into the topic of today, which is
Let's not meet.
Which Dog has been literally clamoring to do forever.
Let's not
and we're
meet.
Finally like, Jesus, leave
Fuck.
Us alone.
God. Let her do just it. Do let's not meet.
Right. So we're going to, Friday and I are going to go play ping pong in another room, and Dog is going to talk to herself about this sub.
I can't wait.
I want to get to the bottom of why maybe women specifically are so interested in the idea of getting murdered by...
Right. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. What is that?
So do we want to just start talking about it right now?
Seems like a universal, it seems like a universal truth.
Right. Let me hit a special sound. That's crickets. It's not the one I wanted to hit, I guess.
That is, everybody knows, the start of the new segment.
Yeah. New crickets. What else we got here?
I say
there we go.
Crickets.
That's a better new segment.
Okay.
That was, you didn't hear it, Dog, because she doesn't have headphones on, but that one was like twinkles, like we're presenting new evidence in the bar case.
I think we need to make our brand these stock sounds.
I don't think
we make new ones. I think we use really bad stock sounds. Anyway.
We'll figure it out.
I would like a sound effect that Dog Boobs just walked into a room.
Late.
Right.
And there's a 16-foot spider in there like having a glass of wine. I want that sound.
Having a glass of wine.
Oh, another one would be Dog Boobs eating donuts.
I think that's the sound.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, we need a ASMR me eating donuts.
That's right.
We can figure it out
later.
Have
you seen Breadface blog?
No.
It's like this Japanese girl who just smashes her face.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
God, I love her.
But I feel like you could maybe be like her American counterpart.
Yeah.
Who does something with eating donuts.
Funny ASMR.
She smashed her face in it. You eat it.
I just straight I like up it. Eat it.
Fun. Well, that's a good thing. All right. So that let's talk about Let's Not Meet. Because this is, I think you introduced another, you introduced an interesting point of Freed.
Yes.
That I think should not be understated, which is why do girls specifically, guys too, but I just don't feel like guys feel as a threat. I don't know. It's like something.
It must be the threat.
Yeah, but because I think, I guess, like I.
It's like roller coaster feeling. Like it's like this thrill.
I don't really know.
That's why girls like Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
So.
You never know when he's going to take his shirt off, you so never you're always know braced when for he's, it.
Yeah. Nicole forever.
Scientific.
Yeah. So interesting, as we go into this, so pull it up. Yes. Let's Not Meet. Let's Not Meet is basically, it's scary stories of real encounters, more or less,
yes.
Right? But before we start talking about that, I think that is an interesting point, Freed, where guys, I think the guys don't feel a threat for some reason when you're in, like, I don't know, and granted, I think size is also part of it, where it's like if you're a big person.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if women feel this way too.
Maybe like, if I was like a big Bertha, like yeah, a, you know, like 6 foot, 250 pound, like I'd probably yeah feel fine walking in my car at night.
Yeah. Or if you like had expertise in Taekwondo or something. Yeah. Like if you're Krav Maga, kind of a Ronda.
I mean, trying to move a right person that's bigger than you or as big as you is really hard.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just trying to
oh
pick sure someone up, let alone if they're yeah like kicking and screaming, but if it's just right like even a
yeah
like dead weight.
Seriously. Right.
But if it's like a guy moving someone who's at like 100 right pounds, it's like right relatively easy.
Yeah, it's like grabbing a bag of potatoes.
It's like grabbing a bag of potatoes. Like
grabbing
a
salt from the and you know, from the job, you know?
Exactly. We're all on the potato diet here.
Yeah.
Which right is how we keep our washboard abs.
Spuds.
Spuds.
We call it Spuds diet.
That's right. Spuds is an acronym.
How's your keto standard diet going, by the way?
Oh, Doc? My God. I've been so off keto for like 2 months.
You walked into the podcast one morning yep and you go, I'm on the keto diet
yep
and then grabbed a donut and started eating. Yeah. And we're like, what are you talking about? You're like, well not now.
Starting
but
at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I'm on the keto
from
diet.
10 to 4.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Maybe I'll pick it back up and really be serious so we can then right do keto.
I would love to.
Keto.
You know what my new diet is? I just try not to eat as much as possible.
Oh.
Like I won't eat smart from 7 p.m. till 1 p.m. the next day.
Is that true?
Dude.
Yeah, I just won't. Keep chugging coffees.
Right.
And drink a lot of water.
Do some
and
coke
then do a ton of blow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing. Did I not say that?
No, you didn't mention that part.
Okay.
Ugh, I'm wigging out of here.
Anyway, all right, let's not meet. Let's talk about
not
it.
Not meet. So I love this subreddit.
Right.
I feel like I personally discovered it a couple years ago right and got totally sucked into reading these stories because I love scary stuff.
Right.
Love it.
The stats on this one are pretty profound too.
They're like, pretty like amazing. Pretty so like Dad said, it's about real life encounters with creepy people that by the end you're like, let's not meet. Like let's never interact ever again.
Right.
So we've got 505,000 right stalking Redditors.
Right.
Whoa.
And then 634 being stalked right now.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is that how it's labeled for you?
Yeah.
I think because I'm still on the old Reddit. I just.
Oh, what does yours say? Just readers?
Readers and users here now.
Weird. I've got the fun
not nearly
one
as fun, yeah.
I've never stalked anybody, and it's just, I'm way too lazy to be a right stalker.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
It seems like a lot of work, and it seems like one of those
so
things. Like, wouldn't you know that you're crossing a line?
Right.
Doing
yes
it?
Yeah, yeah. You're like, this is yeah
it's
like
rough.
My mother would be disappointed. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I shouldn't be doing this.
Actually, I will say that physical stalking, yes, but I feel like digital stalking is a little bit stranger and a little bit less clear. So I feel like everybody yeah has done that a little bit.
Yeah.
Like everybody has like met somebody who they don't know and they go, Facebook, what's this person's personal life
yeah
like,
yeah
right?
That's
which is technically, I mean, if it was a physical world, that's the equivalent of being like, I wonder where this person lives. Like, what are they doing in that window?
So you're saying right me checking out someone's Facebook page to see if they got any bikini pics from Cabo mm-hmm is the same as me creeping outside someone's window, looking in their window, seeing
yes
if they're trying on their bikini in real time.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
Exactly.
If you're
I'm
in Cabo
a stalker.
Yeah. I mean, but it is interesting that that's like a behavior that we like it's a very digitally native thing. Like we all do that. Yeah. Nobody is
There's also
like
this
everybody does that.
Interesting
right?
fine line of I want attention.
Totally.
But I don't want certain attention.
Yeah. Totally. 100%
From creeps. I want attention from people with jobs who are nice, who go to church.
I got banned on Instagram by or I got blocked rather by this Russian ballerina. Because
that seems hard to do.
Well,
she's
dude,
Russian.
this is like kind of exactly the point where I like I hit her up for the music stuff that I do. It was like I would love to do a video with you. Like,
yeah.
I was
I'm
like,
doing a documentary. It's just like
it's about like you being naked. So like you know
so it's like whatever.
Hit me up.
Yeah. But it was
about like how long and beautiful your legs are. And, like, curves of your thighs. It's like it's a science documentary.
Yeah. But it was interesting because she banned me. I don't know why, but it was obviously because
just
I was
instantly.
Well, I don't think it was. It might have been instantly, actually.
Wow.
And I don't really know what she also, maybe it was, she was like, I hate Americans type thing. I don't know.
Maybe.
But like,
this seems like Russian collusion.
But it was,
it's collusion.
Yeah. It was just really weird. And it made me feel really like, creepy, like, even though I wasn't trying to be creepy. It
You're
was
like,
literally
I'm not
just like
sliding into your DMs, like creepy like.
But even
I wanna
that
collaborate.
Is like an interesting thing because it's such a, that's such a big part of our digital culture and like the idea of like sliding into your DMs.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Be
what does that
simple.
Mean?
It's like some. It's like private messaging someone on Instagram or Facebook, and it. I think it can be. You can know the person or be a total stranger, but it's like
anybody can message me, right?
Send It's like when guys send a private message to a girl. Well, could happen the other way around. Someone sends a private message to another person.
Yeah, like that girl that went to the whiskey and bacon festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's sending.
Exactly.
Definitely. And it, yeah, it's just like trying to, it's like pick up artistry through private messages.
Pretty much.
And there you have it.
Anyway, slide all right. So let's talk about some of these things. Cause I know we don't want to not get to talk about them because we,
the cool thing about this subreddit is it's a story-based subreddit. Right. So it has different, like flair for the stories about like, are you reading a short story, medium, long, epic? So don't apologize for length. Everyone likes to read on this subreddit. So it's fine if it's super long,
but it does specify which ones are long and short on the side.
It does. Yeah. So sometimes
nice.
You want to just
that's
get a short creep one in.
It's a great feature.
It is.
Oh, and those are those green, orange or purple boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So
very
it's cool.
Cool.
So the only rules are, you know,
I like that one of the boxes is epic.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this story is going to be.
I know. Like,
insane.
What?
The
only things that don't belong are
long.
Like.
Jesus Christ.
Like,
that
don't
so
be
long.
Like, I walked past someone who looked scary. Don't be like telling someone else's story that isn't your story.
Right.
And don't exaggerate. It's just like, share what really happened.
God, this is like a fascinating sub.
I really love it.
This is one of those subs. I think we're going to, as guys, go like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Girls deal with this shit all the time, and, and we're just clueless.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like one of those things where, like, when the Me Too thing started, everyone's like, what is all the hubbub? And then you talk to any one of your girlfriends, and they're like, oh, yeah, we get harassed constantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's, I don't want to seem insincere about our understanding of what actually happens.
The point of this pod is to try to understand women better.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point of this stuff. Well, I mean, that's to the point earlier about like when you read these, I kind of go, ooh, cool, scary story, right? I don't go, shit, that feel threatened. And I was thinking a little bit about like.
Somebody actually did this.
Right. Like,
that's kind of creepy.
And I'm thinking about when, like, in part of it, I think, is, again, being a bigger dude who also happens to be very scary looking to some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you're the scariest looking nice guy I know.
Nice.
You
but
get
like,
tattoos that it look like you just did them because you wanted to see your own blood.
Yeah.
You're like,
cool.
Oh,
nice. I don't feel like I've never, I don't remember the last time I was in a situation where I was like looking around my shoulder being like,
just last night I was doing that. I was looking around trying to get to my car, and I was like, I literally was like, okay, I'm only going to press unlock once because if there's someone on the passenger side of my door, they could open the door while I'm getting in.
Yeah, I go like.
Literally goes through my mind every time.
Come fucking get me. You going to come for me, fucking punks?
Yeah.
Let's do this,
man.
I
won't even unlock my car from too far away because I don't want anyone watching me to be like, oh, that's where she's going.
God damn, that's interesting.
I've noticed it's
and
your dad.
Sad as fuck.
You've been wearing short skirts and bending over. You don't bend with your knees. You bend straight over to pick up your groceries.
Oh, yeah.
In hopes that somebody gooses you. Yeah. And then when you get up, you're like, I have a beard and long hair, man. You pick with the wrong bro. Yeah. And then you grab their neck and you choke slam them.
Yeah. I would love that.
That's cool. That's good for your fishing.
Yes. That's what.
Amazing. Exactly. So here's a short let's talk about them. Yep. Here's a short one to get us, like, you know, give get us a little flavor. Yeah. It's called
get us
She Came Through My Ceiling.
She came through my ceiling?
Came through my ceiling.
And so this is about a girl.
Yes.
Well, it could be girl on girl.
Well, this is, yeah. So that's, all right, I don't want to keep when I was getting into these weird commentary things, yeah. But that's, we've been under the assumption that these are all guys. Oh,
yeah. No, some of them are like my crazy ex-girlfriend stalked me for 30 years.
I love that.
Yeah,
is this going to be my seventh grade dream come true?
Maybe.
I was just sitting there and she came through my ceiling.
Yeah, and suddenly it was Pam Anderson in my room. She fell through my ceiling.
Finally,
I think I'm going to like house sitting.
All right.
So stupid. Okay, so she came in through my ceiling. This just happened a few days ago. This is from user Enlightoned. This just happened a few days ago, and I'm extremely shaken up. Some backstory. I live on the second floor of a three-level apartment. We have a crawl space that connects to all of the apartments. We aren't sure why it's there, but we all have stuff in it, and none of us would ever think about attempting to go inside of it.
We aren't sure why it's there, but we all have stuff
in it. We all put our stuff in it. The other
night,
but I
couldn't come up with any answers why it might be there.
No, no idea.
It escapes me.
The other night, the sun was setting, but it wasn't pitch black out or anything yet. I walk through my living room when I see a short woman in my fire escape looking into my windows. This is extremely bizarre considering it's still semi-light out and she had to literally get onto our fire escape somehow. We had two windows that the fire escape reaches and she was looking in both but didn't see me yet. I crawled onto the ground and my heart was racing as I watched her try to open the windows. I didn't know what the fuck to do because my phone was in the other room. After what seemed like an eternity, she finally left. I went into my room to get my phone and text my landlord and call the cops. I came back into the living room and was looking out the windows to see if I could locate her when all of a sudden I hear a weird noise coming from the ceiling.
Jesus Christ.
We have one of those tile ceilings made out of separate slabs of cork wood.
Mm-hmm.
I look up to see one of the slabs lifted up and two eyes staring at me.
Ooh.
I have no clue how she got into the crawl space so quickly, but I grabbed the nearest thing next to me, which was a broom, and started hitting her with it through the ceiling and called the cops as soon as she crawled away. They showed up and searched the place and didn't find her until a few days later when she was on someone else's fire escape. The cops said she was definitely on some hard drugs and she was violent towards them.
Mm,
I'm glad she's gone, but whoever that crazy lady came through my ceiling was, let's not meet again.
Oh, whoa. My goodness.
Oh.
Meth has really like opened up a whole new category of these kinds of stories, hasn't
it? Yeah.
Actually, that story reminds me of, remember that thing that was going around on Reddit a few months ago that was the guy who was living in the Denny's ceiling?
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, he just like fell through one day.
He's like, fuck. On the there goes a Miami. Good thing.
Yeah, he like fell through the Denny's or like the Waffle House or something and then just like ran out the front door. And he had been like living there.
There's enough of the people living in the crawl space stories going around where it just could be happening in your house. I have a crawl space.
That's pretty crazy.
That's fucking horrifying, man. That's wow, shit.
I'm gonna just hit you with one more short to give us some flavor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Creepy dude in pharmacy with a weird fetish.
Ooh.
This is from Kygnus875. This happened maybe 10 years ago when I was in my early 30s. I was standing in line at a local pharmacy to get my prescriptions. This is a small town and I'm a regular there, so they know me on sight. I was behind a couple other people in line and there were a couple other people behind me. I kept feeling a tickle in my hair on the back of my head. But every time I looked behind me, the guy there was a few steps back and looking at the floor. This happened several times by the time I was up at the front of the line. The pharmacist told me she wanted to talk to me about some of my medication in the consultation room they had. They converted it from a bathroom, not important. I thought this was weird because we both knew I'd been on this medication for years and would be for life, nothing new to talk about. I get back to the room and close the door, and she comes in from the door on the other side that leads from the pharmacy. She told me that the man behind me had been stepping forward, sticking his nose in my hair and smelling before stepping back and looking at the floor.
Sure.
This shook me pretty badly as this was such weird behavior, especially in my little town. The pharmacy staff insisted on having me wait there until the guy was distracted, and then they had a security guard walk me to my car and watch me drive off to make sure I was gone before the hair sniffer came out and saw that I was driving and what direction I was going. I still use this pharmacy, but I'm always grateful that they took the initiative and made sure I was safe that day.
Jesus Whoa. Christ.
In elementary school, there was a girl who would stand behind people and like put a, one of their hairs in her mouth and suck on one of their flyaway hairs.
What in the world?
Oh.
Some people man. Are just sick, man.
I mean, what that's the just, like, fuck? That's
unfortunately the reality of stuff like yeah. this.
Is now my new favorite pod. I just changed my mind.
Pod right? or sub?
Or sub.
It's been
sub.
My favorite pod and for 105 episodes.
Well, I mean, I love Joe Rogan.
I mean, that might be my number one.
I mean, this is... These,
this one's in the...
It's crazy.
This is... These stories are interesting because I think you really get to reveal like the weird intricacies of what people are into. Right. Like,
yeah.
Well, these are the fact that these are true stories is really interesting.
Yeah.
Because
and I feel like they're not violent in nature. They're more right. like bizarre, fetishy.
Well, like, they're like you would never see it coming.
Yeah.
And that's like the freaky part is when somebody throws you this crazy of a curveball. I think it's hard to not be like, it will shake you at your core because you're just like, did I just run into somebody who is eventually going to commit a serious crime? Right.
Yeah.
You know, and like that's a weird feel. I'm trying to think.
Haven't we all had that thought too? Like, yeah. I wonder how many people I've walked past on the street that are just like murderers.
And sniffing
I
your
think
hair.
About that a lot with yeah. how many people I've run into that are dead now.
Oh my God.
Like, I think about that a lot where I'm just like, all the people that I've run into in my life, I wonder yeah. how many of them, both close acquaintances and people that I just ran into yeah. that are fucking dead. You know?
Wow.
Probably half.
Probably.
I'm going statistically.
Probably
one
less
half.
Than half, but. Yeah, but it's an interesting thought. I mean, it's a yeah. sad and scary. There's actually, well, this is morbid, but there was a girl who listened to the pod very early in our days who has now passed away, unfortunately.
Really?
It's Claire Harper Flood. It's very sad.
Oh my
you know?
God.
What's going on there?
Well, she...
Way to bring it down.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's just interesting as we were talking about that. I've been waiting to... I've been like waiting to bring it up because it just feels like... felt sad and weird, yeah. but yeah. But
oh
it was
never a good time to bring it
never
up.
Never really a good time to no. bring that up. But it is, you know, I really hate to hear it. And it was yeah. sad when I found it out. She literally, like, in our very infancy of this pod, and like our first 10 episodes, she was hitting us up on Facebook God. And we're like, dude, you guys are so funny.
Oh my God, cool. I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So sad, sad to know. But anyway, moving on.
Sorry to hear.
So have you guys had any Let's Not Meets?
I was trying to think. There was this girl I know who was very like clingy and I didn't actually know her mm-hmm. at one point, but it was like,
was she a weeaboo?
She's a weeaboo. Yeah. I mean, it's like stuff that I feel is relatively, it was like not dangerous. Like this again gets right. to that point where I was just like, I never felt like I was ever threatened. It was more like, just like, okay, like yeah.
annoying.
Back. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I gotta think about that. I don't really know. I'm sure I have. I'm sure I've been in like very weird, scary situations that I like feel genuinely nervous around somebody. But I don't think anybody's ever pulled a gun on me. I don't think I'm like. I don't know. My fear of stuff like this is like more of the unknown. Like I'm like still kind of afraid of. I'm actually sincerely afraid of the dark when I'm in my hometown because there's so much space and yeah. it's so vacant that I feel like it'll be one of those things you'll be driving at night and you'll pass like a cemetery and there's like one light in the cemetery.
Oh, damn.
Like those infinite candle light things.
Yeah.
And those freak me the fuck
they're
out.
Spooky
right?
as
so
hell.
Spooky. Yeah. What about you,
Yikes,
Freed?
Dude. Yikes. Not really. I think my imagination's like more paranoid than
That's kind of what I mean.
Reality,
yeah,
totally. Like I'm always like, "What's that? What's that noise?"
Totally. Anybody?
And then same. Turns out it's just either a squirrel or if somebody comes to the door, it's like not the murderer. She's like a nice real estate lady. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, how do you know I'm not a murderer?
Yeah.
Real estate lady.
Totally.
You should be, yeah. you should be totally. Watching out. And everyone's
You're
just like
careless.
Typically pretty nice.
Yeah.
I haven't really had any scares. I was thinking about weird exchanges I've had, but nothing that made me feel scary, you know.
Yeah.
And like I've had some weird ones which are more funny than anything, but
yeah,
nothing like terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely a perspective thing too. I think that's why the being a male or a female in this situation is a little different, because I think guys will have these situations and you'll be like, funniest thing happened today.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I think females, because it's threatening, will be like, that genuinely shook me.
Yeah.
Right.
There's like some hobo activity here in,
totally.
in LA that, well, I think most people have like encountered in some way, but it feels almost normal at this point. Yeah. Where it's like, oh, it's just like a hobo in the yard.
Right.
Right.
Trying to get a sip off the hose or something like that. Like that seems like it happens a lot.
Yeah. Right. I'm not sure.
My mom had a really good one.
Ooh,
this is the best. This is such a good story.
I'll prep another story while you're talking about your mom.
You guys live on a laser planet.
Right? Okay. This is so crazy. It's like the scariest thing that's ever happened to her. So when we were little, we used to go up and vacation in the North Woods in Wisconsin. Spooky already, right?
Summered in the North Woods.
Summered in the North Woods. Right. And we'd stay in a cabin.
This is where you saw the van?
Yeah. Wait, do you remember the van story?
Sorry, did I just ruin this whole
story? No. Do you, though?
Yes.
Dude.
Wait, what?
Did I already tell the story on the pod?
I think so.
I might have. Wait, the van story about my mom in the woods and a van's coming by. I'll just go through it right now.
How do I know this story?
I don't know. Okay, so we're up there. My grandparents are, like, we all stayed in the same cabin. Grandparents, aunt, cousin, mom, dad, brother. It was one bathroom.
Wow.
That's the end of my scary story. My cousin used to take a dump and then lock me and my brother in the bathroom. He'd be like, whoa, you guys got to see this. We'd go in. No, my cousin.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm every time you say something like that, I'm like, your dad is so cool.
Your son of a gun dad. It was awful.
This is what you did before cell phones.
Yeah.
You just made do.
It was so funny, too, because the bathroom door had a knot in it in the wood that, like, someone had pushed out a long time ago, so we'd stick our nose through it to breathe fresh air. We were like, fuck you, Eric!
That's amazing.
Anyway, so this was back when I was just, like, a baby, but my mom had recently had knee surgery, and she was big into exercise and rehab and all that stuff. So she was going to go for a walk in the woods, like, on those, like, one-lane streets and just, you know, get some walks in.
Right.
And she asked if, like, her sister or mom would come with her. And her my grandma kind of scoffed and was like, what, do you think you're, like, so hot and desirable? Someone's going to, like, you know? And my mom was like, okay, wow, fuck you.
I like your grandma is also a jerk.
Yeah, she totally ribbed my mom on that one. It was rude. So my mom goes off.
You're not even hot enough to get abducted and raped, dude. You're ugly.
Yeah.
My grandma has turned into a San Clemente surfer girl.
Wow, you're conceited. Anyway, so she's walking through the woods, and, like, if you've ever been in a real forest, like, the trees are, like, 5 stories tall.
Right.
You can't see anything. There's, like, no light coming in other than above you. So my mom's walking. She's in the middle of nowhere, and this hippie van drives by.
Tight.
She sees it up ahead do a U-turn.
Oh, geez.
And drive past her again, but going slowly. So she's, like, alarm bells are, like, what the fuck was that?
Yikes.
Then he U-turns again and drives past her again. And she's like, oh shit. Like this. So this continues to happen like 5, 6, 7 times. And each time he's going slower and slower as he passes her. So she's literally got a knee brace on. She can't run. She's in the middle of the woods with nothing around her.
Right. No cell phones
aren't in existence yet.
So where's Steve Jobs?
And she forgot her beeper at home. So
unbelievable.
I know. So she's literally sobbing, like staring ahead, sobbing. And she's like, I'm going to die. Like this is going to happen. And someone's going to open the door and try to grab me. And I just need to, they're going to have to kill me because I'm not going with them. Like she was like, I'm going to die. And this is the mystical part of it. So that's a let's never meet, but cliffhanger, is she going to live?
Right.
My aunt.
Sound effect. Whoa.
So, meanwhile, back at the cabin, my aunt has a weird feeling, like a weird vibe, where she's like, I'm a little worried about Sue. Uh-oh. So she's like, gets my grandpa, they get in the car and they're like, this is bad. I've got a bad feeling. Something bad's going to happen to Sue. We got to find her in the woods. They're driving. They turn the corner right as the hippie van is like slowing down again past my mom. And they just start honking because they can see my mom in the distance. This van pulled up next to her and my mom's crying. And they like happen to just get to the exactly where she was in the little town in the woods. And the guy sped off.
Whoa.
Yeah. And Grandpa pulled out a sawed-off shotgun. Yeah. Goes, hang on, Sue. And she holds onto his arm, and he starts fucking flinging bullets in the direction.
Yeah, he's like Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
You know? That's who plays my grandpa in this movie.
Danny Trejo. That's amazing.
Machete.
That's fucking horrifying. Machete.
Isn't that scary?
That's very, very scary.
What if it was just like high school kids, like being with like a little bit of hash weed.
It might be.
Trying to party.
Or someone who has social anxiety who really is lost, and they're like, I'm going to ask her for directions. No, I can't do it.
You know what? It was like Woody Allen in there, like, she could be the one.
I mean, I always, there's also this, you know, actually a side of this, which actually is interesting, and maybe you relate to this, Freed, is
creeping up on chicks in the woods.
Well,
that is, you can relate.
I am actually afraid of being like that person.
Oh,
like, that's
yeah.
actually the other thing is because I think, you know, if you're a friendly person, right? Like, this kind of thing does happen where you just like, I'm so sorry. I'm like lost. I need directions.
Yeah.
And I'm really afraid that anybody would ever perceive me as
like, oh,
as
you're
a less
creep and you're trying. Yeah. Like, I'm really just lost. I promise.
Yeah. I was at the climbing gym last night. I was asking a girl about help on a problem.
Uh-huh.
And I just like felt myself feel very insecure because I was just like, I don't want to be a creep. I'm like, my intentions are sincere. I promise you, I'm not being weird.
She's like,
I just
need
stand help.
Closer than 25 feet.
Yeah.
Like,
but
I'm
it's a funny thing.
Safe.
It's just like, yeah.
Because then you're like overcompensate and you're like super friendly and innocent. And that's like always in the back of your mind. That's
I've
so
noticed
interesting.
I have a resting, like pissed off face sometimes.
It's resting bitch face.
It's like kind of like upset face.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or it's like smiling.
Think you just need glasses, dude.
Yeah. Like,
turns out I can't see too good. But I think for me, I see it in my kid. That's why I'm like,
yeah, oh. sure.
But
yeah.
I know he's not mad. I can tell him he's like, thinking, he's like focusing
face.
And it looks like he's pissed, but he's just figuring stuff out.
Yeah.
Sure.
But if you didn't, you know, if you're watching somebody approach that has that face, they may look angry.
Yep.
So yeah, I totally hear what you're saying. Like so many times if I'm walking on a street and the girl's coming the same way on the sidewalk, I'll cross the street to go on the other side of the street just so they feel like comfortable.
Safe. Yeah, same.
Because I'm like, I assume they think, you know, the worst could happen. So I think it's just like a courtesy in a way. It's like give ladies a wide berth.
Yeah.
Give
them a
wide berth.
Yeah. Coming through.
I definitely, when I cross somebody, I make a very sincere effort to like, I don't try to be over friendly, but I'll like, you know, I'll like change my posture to be less threatening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like things like that where I'm just like,
I do that too. Sometimes like if I'm walking alone at night, I'll purposely walk a little goofy because like just kind of like,
I was going to ask.
Like Charlie Chaplin, the lady slayer.
Just like Charlie Chaplin. Because I'm like, no one's going to be like, that's the one I'm going to do.
There's a style of walking that's aggressive and a style that's casual and non-aggressive. For sure. I think being aware of that is probably good for society.
True. I do.
The other thing I live on a street where a lot of people walk because there's like a path.
Right.
And so there's a lot of walkers. God. And like a lot of times when I'm coming to park, the timing is just so perfect where somebody walking, I'm like, I creep up to the sidewalk to where I park every day in front of my house. But like they're happening to be walking and then they'll stop. Like I'll
they're
pass.
Like, holy shit.
But then I stop and they're like, what's about to happen?
Yeah.
And then
they're like, it's go time.
I'm like, how's it going? I just live here. And they're like, oh, geez, thank God.
thank God.
I thought it was all going down. Yeah. Like, it was like your mom's story.
You get maced immediately.
Yeah. When a car slowly pulls up next to you on a sidewalk, like,
it's
You assume it's the feds and they finally found you.
Yeah. They finally
Durango,
found you.
We found you.
I do that a lot with parking garages, I've noticed. Like,
because
I think parking garages are always another one of those things where, like, you guys are both just going to your car. It just looks like you're trailing someone, right?
Yeah.
Is a good move texting?
That's my thing. That's what I do. I literally, like, when I'm doing that and I'm in that situation, I just look like I'm completely aloof.
Yeah, like distracted
like I'm
on
not
your phone.
I am not paying attention. So that if they feel threatened, it's like, oh, he doesn't even
know
I'm
here. He's off in his own world.
The other thing I've noticed is, like, having keys makes you feel like you have a house and maybe some bills and you're part of the regular society.
Yeah.
People
if
without
you're just walking
keys,
with nothing in your hands.
Yeah.
Watch out for people without keys.
It's funny how much
a pro tip.
it's wild how much we have to pay attention to that kind of stuff in society.
Well,
like in urban society, specifically, you know, I mean, I feel like there's in rural places that the stories are a lot scarier, but yeah. I think they're scarier because it's so much more unexpected.
Yeah.
Here we're kind of like
constantly.
Everybody around me is probably tweaking on meth. Yeah. So
I feel like, man, or like, obviously there's nuance with, right. you know, if you're a male presenting or female presenting, but
anyway. Are you saying presenting like, I'm ready to procreate.
Yeah, but no. I do love that thought. Maybe it's I am talking
if you're a guy with his
that.
Dick out or a lady with her tits out.
It doesn't even matter.
It is September again, and it's time to procreate.
No, I mean, if a trans person who dresses like a woman, like, probably feels the same exact thing of feeling vulnerable. Totally. But it's also just more broadly, like, living in a society, we live in a society, you know, you have to constantly calibrate the way you... Yeah. Walk, talk,
it's funny,
look,
man.
Just to like.
I mean, it's a kind of exciting in a way because it does feel like you're constantly playing a little bit of a game of chess, right?
But that's why I always pack a weapon, and by weapon I mean a smile and a wave. Hey,
Jim. How you doing, neighbor?
How you doing, neighbor?
Hey, how are you?
It kind of works. It kind of works.
Just saying.
All right, we got a couple more from Del Boobs, and then we're got about 15 minutes before we got a hard out. So
in and out, more like it, dude.
Yeah, I hear that, dude. Really quickly, can I read one that I saw that I think is fucking insane? Yeah. And I haven't even read this one, but it just like I've caught a couple sentences, and I'm just like, whoa, because it kind of echoes a little bit of what we're talking about, which is like the effect that weird uncontrollable drugs has had on these kinds of stories.
Yeah.
Right? All right, so this is number two down from the past month. 3,040 upvotes, lots of comments. Woke up to an old woman high on meth in my room.
Oh, God.
Mm. I know, right? So this happened last night, and I am fucking traumatized. I'll start by giving some context information.
Thank you.
I'm a college student at a large university living with four of my buddies in a house right off campus. We're in a pretty good part of town, and since there's four guys living here, our doors are unlocked pretty much all times. There's three rooms upstairs, and my room is in the basement.
That sucks.
Whoa. Last night, me and my roommates had some friends over, and so this is also a college boy with his four friends, right?
Wow.
So this is like, imagine that mindset in this environment. So last night, me and my roommates had some friends over, but the kickback ended pretty early, and we were all in bed around 11 or 12, and I felt asleep pretty much the second my head hit the pillow. Around 3 a.m., I woke up and my room is pitch black. I can't see a thing, but I can definitely feel that someone is at the end of my bed, touching my feet, and moving around the blankets. I'm so fucking confused. At first, I thought that maybe it was one of my roommates messing with me or something. So I reached on my bedside table and find my phone and use my flashlight. Since it was dark, it took me a few seconds to find my phone. The entire time I was searching for it, someone is still grabbing at my feet and trying to fucking tickle them.
No.
Wow. I finally found my phone and turned my flashlight on, and I kid you not, there's a 60-plus-year-old woman who is clearly tweaking on meth standing at the foot of my bed. Huh. My blood ran cold as I processed what had just fucking happened, and my body was filled with pure primal terror. Instantly, I yeeted myself off the side of the bed. off the side of the bed, and I shoved her into my dresser as hard as I possibly could, and then I dipped off upstairs to go wake up my roommates. I shoved her, she started screaming at the top of her lungs and ran up the stairs and out the back door.
Okay.
My roommates and I ended up calling the cops, and I told them what happened and gave them a description of what she looked like, but they basically told me that there wasn't a whole lot they could do. But they would keep an eye out for anyone who matched the description.
Wow.
So yeah, extremely unhelpful. And I'm pretty sure that I won't ever be able to sleep right again.
Oh.
Keeping the house locked from now on. And to the woman on meth who grabbed my feet, please, for the love of God, let's never meet again.
Oh.
Can you fucking imagine, dude?
I can't.
What
I feel
in
like
the world, man?
You know what I'd do?
Die immediately.
I'd
you
fucking
kill yourself.
Kill myself.
Yeah, no, you would.
Right away. Right away. The second I saw it, I'd be like,
oh, man. Waking.
Good God.
Doing anything to somebody who's asleep is never a good idea.
That's evil.
Oh, dude. It's so
Come
brutal.
On.
I mean, you never know how people are going to react.
No.
Also,
I sleep with a machete.
A machete.
It's machete. I mean, college kids commend their innocence, but like, lock your fucking door, dude.
Your door.
Like, even
the reason I locked my doors in college was because there was always a friend coming over to like wake you up being like, hey, you want to finish this keg? Or like,
you're like, no.
Dude, I'm sleeping, man.
I've got
like,
a test in the morning.
Yeah,
asshole.
I study hard. I paid to get into this college.
Yeah.
A recruiter. I'm Rick.
Right.
Trump's.
What do you think this is? A party school?
What do you think this is? Some party palace, dude? Get out of here.
So yeah, so the meth thing is funny. I mean, it really.
Damn.
I realized a couple years ago that when we talk about modern zombie movies and everybody's like, "What if zombies came?" It's like, yeah. It's kind of already like that. Yeah. Because people that are fucked up on heroin or meth are like so scary.
Yeah.
Like, it's so scary
heroin
seeing these people.
Heroin seems less of a threat. Like, more of an addiction, maybe, but less of a physical threat than meth heads.
Heroin is more like, you literally look like a zombie. Like, you're, like, can barely keep your body up, and you're kind of, like, slogging around, right? But meth and bath salts and crack.
Aggressive.
Those are the ones where you're just like, whoa, that person is insane.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Whoa. And that is scary. Anyway.
We did it to ourselves. Thanks, Big Pharma. Thanks, Big Pharma. Jeez, Sackler. Yeah. Sackler family.
Dude, yeah. Sackler family. They got sued today, I think. Oh. The Sackler family got sued by the New York Attorney General.
Cool, man.
I like how...
Shout out,
friend
General.
Of the pod.
Yeah.
I heard all these big museums are denying their money now, which is kind of...
Because they're big art donors. That was like the big thing.
Yeah, like the Guggenheim and all these, like, you know, they essentially fund... All the museums.
We don't want your money. You can give it to us on another.
Oh, yeah, they're like, just give it to us on this side. Please stick it to us over here. Do the Sacklers have kids? Is there like a Don Sackler?
Oh, I'm sure. Don Jr. Sackler?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Probably Baron Sackler?
Yeah, there's a Cynthia Sackler.
I'm sure.
She's in college and she's like, God damn it. My alpha fee bid is going to get rejected. I'm just thinking like how the kids' lives are going to get affected by this stuff.
Intense.
Or do we care?
The boomers, man. Send them into the furnace. That's all I say.
Send them straight into the salt mine and close it up.
Yep. All right. So let's read a couple more, then close this bad boy out. We're going to end up revisiting this one, by the way.
So many good stories.
So many good ones.
This one's great. This is the top of all time right now. It's called The Man on My Patio. Submitted a month ago by Pesfi 678. Right.
This one could also be romantic.
Yeah. Very romantic.
Well, yeah,
the man
I was
patio with a rose.
Trying to confess my love to the woman who doesn't know I exist.
Spanish guitarist.
God.
Has been stalking me for months.
Yeah. I love you. Get out of my patio.
Get off of my patio. All
right. I've been watching you for months. Yeah, if you did this in like a old English Spanish accent from 400 years ago, it'd be romantic.
Yeah,
right?
Super romantic.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, read the story.
So this has 13 silver metal things. Reddit silver,
nice
10 Reddit gold, and 5 like whatever the blue Reddit thing is. I don't even know what that is. I've never seen that before.
I don't know. The Eye of Sauron.
Warning, long post, but I recommend you read it all.
Cool.
Okay, so this happened when I was around 9 years old. I'm 25 now, and it's something I will never forget. It gives me goosebumps to this day. I lived in a terraced house, and my neighbors and I each have our own little patio. There's a small road 10 meters from my yard where people do their Sunday walks and so on. Only a small fence separates my small yard and the patio from the road. I live in a pretty crowded area with several of these terraced houses spread around in my neighborhood, so seeing people walk on that road is pretty normal. Seeing people standing on my patio is not. When I was 9, I usually got home from school about an hour before my mom got home from work. I live maybe 50 meters away from school, so I'm clearly someone in European Union.
Right.
My mom figured I was mature enough to be home alone for around an hour before she got home at 9 years old. I wouldn't agree, but whatever. It's a while ago.
Depends.
This one day I got home from school. I did the usual thing, which is make sure I locked the front door, double check that the back door leading to the patio was locked, and rushed up to my room upstairs to play as much PlayStation as possible before my mom came home and made me do homework.
By the way, really quickly.
Yeah.
Dog Boobs just skipped something in parentheses.
I did.
That is expert. Popcorn reading.
Right?
Expert.
It was not
reading.
Necessary and I knew it.
Cannot believe you just did that. All right, continue.
None of us, we do not have the capacity to ingest the information, make a choice, and keep rolling.
I wish I could just make a career out of reading out loud.
All right.
That's
okay.
So good.
While playing, I heard this noise come from outside my window. My room was located one floor over the patio with a view of the road I told you about before. It was kind of like the sound of a cat, but my cat had been missing for over 3 months. Hope sparked, and I thought, oh my God, did he finally come back? I ran downstairs to check if it was my cat, but the sight that met me gives me goosebumps just writing it. There was a guy standing on my patio, a tall guy with black hair covering half of his eyes, making him look like a male version of the Ring Woman or something.
Sounds like it's your dad.
Yeah.
It's
like me. I could hear him making high-pitched sounds like a cat meowing. A brown liquid was running down his mouth, and I could see him spitting out my dad's stumped cigarettes. He was actually eating from the ashtray. I was frozen observing this, eventually snapped out of it and screamed so loud that the man must have heard it. He didn't react, but he kept eating from the ashtray. I ran upstairs to my room, locked the door, and called my mom, who then called the cops. I've never been more terrified in my life, laying in my bed under my sheets, shivering in fear, as I hear these creepy, high-pitched noises from the guy eating cigarette from the ashtray on my patio.
Jesus Christ.
I kind of blacked out for a moment because the next thing I remember is the police arriving on the road. I hear them talking to the guy, saying stuff like, "What are you doing? Get over here, we'll come down and arrest you," and all that stuff. He didn't respond, but just, like, high-pitched noises became more frequent and louder. I decided to look through the window, feeling safe now that the cops were there. I could see two police officers standing by my fence, one man and one woman. I did not see the creepy man because he was standing directly one story under me and out of my field of view. The police jumped the fence, and I remember hearing the creepy guy screaming louder than anything I've ever heard before. He charged the female police officer with full force and knocked her out cold. The male officer then immediately tased the guy, leaving him shaking on the ground, screaming still. The policeman struggled to keep him on the ground while putting handcuffs on him, but eventually made it. After a while, he managed to wake up the female police officer, who seemed badly hurt. He called for backup in an ambulance, and then he sees me standing in the window above him. The expression on his face, or on my face, must have been something else, because he looked at me and said, "I sure as hell hope you didn't see that."
Oh boy.
Wow, whoa. That's some tact.
Yeah.
I started to cry. By this time, neighbors started to arrive, wondering what the hell was going on. One of my neighbors, an elderly woman, made me come down, and she took care of me till my mom got back home. The police took the creepy guy with them in the car and left. But they said they would come back later and let them know where they netted out. This is where the story takes an unexpected turn. The male police officer came back later that night and sat down with me and my mom to talk. He explained that the guy in the patio was actually diagnosed with severe autism. He'd escaped a facility where mentally challenged people lived, located 5 kilometers from where I live. He explained that the guy had actually been living in my house 5 years ago, but he'd been forced to move when his mom, his only caretaker, died. The poor guy probably thought he could find his mom if he came to my house. He missed the routines, and he missed living there with his mom. The police had had to move him from the house that time 5 years ago because he was extremely strong. So this was the reason he reacted the way he did when the police came that day. Still frightened, I told the police officer that he needed to make sure it would never happen again. After a few sleepless nights, my life got back to normal. The years went by and the guy didn't come back until 1 year ago.
Ooh.
At this time, my mom and dad had moved out. I bought the house from them and I'm still living there today. I was enjoying my morning coffee on the patio when I see this random guy stopping on the road by my fence. He just stands there looking at me. I look at him and give him a nod. And then I hear the high-pitched noises. Holy shit, it's him. His hair had turned gray, but the high-pitched sounds made me realize. My heart started racing, and I instantly remembered the reason why he was back. I realized that he must have managed to escape again. Because I kept my cool a bit longer than when I was 9, I started to realize how sorry I felt for the guy. 16 years later, and he still came back to look for his mom. I decided to carefully ask him if he wanted to come down to the patio. He instantly jumped the fence. I started to think he would knock me out like he did to that police officer, but he didn't. He smiled, and he looked at me, and he smiled. I offered him to sit down. He didn't respond. I offered him to come inside. He started laughing. We went inside. His face lit up. Pure joy. He was home. It reminded him of life he had with his mom. It almost made me tear up. All of a sudden, he sat down on my couch, turned on my TV, and switched directly to the cartoons. I observed him for a while, and he was just completely focused on the cartoons. I wanted him to enjoy the moment, so I didn't say anything to him. I realized I had to call the facility and let them know. The caretakers arrived about 10 minutes later. After a lot of convincing, he got up, crying, and they went back to the facility. I called the facility 2 days later, and we made a deal. His name is Tom, and I now consider Tom my friend. Every Sunday, from the day he returned, Tom and his caregivers visit me to watch cartoons. They say it's the highlight of his week. It makes my heart warm. Now, for several years, my thoughts were, let's not meet guy on my patio eating from the ashtray. Now my thoughts are, let's meet every Sunday to watch cartoons, my friend Tom.
Wow.
Whoa. Great ending. So this one's...
That's it.
The flair here is, it says plausible. So something that they do, if these stories are crazy, it's like these people will message the mods with proof. Like,
right.
But this one is... This guy apparently submitted evidence to the mods that shows like, yeah, this is plausible. This probably could have happened. There's no way for them to verify the exact events, but totally. So yeah, that's a great one. Just wow. makes me happy.
It's a cool story, and it's
I wouldn't
scary.
Have done it. I wouldn't have done it.
I mean, I think
it's interesting to buy a house with.
Probably would have.
I think that's great.
When you buy a house,
I'd be too.
You have to disclose all of the issues that the house has ever had.
Really?
I wonder if that's a disclosure. Like,
yeah.
By the way.
We got a crazy guy named Tom. He eats ashtrays.
And he's gonna hang out on your patio. Yeah. So he might show up in the middle of the night and looking for his mom.
Yeah. I mean, that's extremely sad.
That is so sad.
Very, 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 very depressing. But you know, good on that person to be the bigger person and not let the trauma of when they were nine affect them that way. That's fucking depressing.
I know. But, really feel good story.
It's such a funny like moment in a new relationship too. Right. It's like, who's that, your dad? Nope. That's Tom.
Right.
Yeah. He comes by here.
He's
on
an autistic guy. He comes by on Sundays and watches cartoons.
Listen, we're a package deal.
Yeah.
If you want to date me, you gotta be cool with Tom.
You gotta be cool with Tom, dude. All he does is watch cartoons.
How do you That is
really
wowzer.
Cool.
Everyone's got baggage, dude. Everyone's got their own bag.
Everybody's got their own Tom.
Two.
All right, so let's hit a couple randoms, close one out. This is fucking a great sub.
This is a good sub. I'm really interested. You get really good insight into like the minutiae and the interesting stuff that's just going on with regular old weirdos.
And there's a lot of really different types of weirdos. Like you got stalkers, you got weird boyfriends, you got people trying to roofie you, you got...
A lot of roofie stories.
Yeah.
Meth addicts.
Yeah.
I think the meth stories are my favorite because they are actually real and plausible and fucking scary.
Yeah.
Like the idea of a 60-year-old woman...
Tickling.
That just reminds me, have you guys seen... what's that fucking movie that was about like a horror film where the kids get basically like a sexual transmitted disease and then if they get that
it follows.
So remember the old woman in the hallway?
Is that
dude, imagine that woman being at the base of your bed. You wake up to that fucking crazy shit.
God,
get out of here.
Oh my god,
scary shit. So
that's why I sleep with steel toe boots, man.
That's why I sleep with the fucking taser by my bed. all right, so let's hit a couple of randoms, close one out. I just hit one. This is one we should cover, actually.
Oh, my God.
The Facebook delusion.
Oh, wow.
And it looks like this is...
We got to get to the bottom of Facebook because it feels like it's like become, rotting from the inside
It
out.
Really is, isn't it?
Wow.
It's really become a heavy thing, you know?
It's almost like Friendster at this point.
So the top post from Facebook delusion is apparently a popular repost, but it's a fact. If the earth was 10 feet closer to the sun, we would all burn up. And if it was 10 feet further, we would freeze to death. God is amazing, right? And then it seems like a lot of this is focused on religion, like how Facebook perpetuates weird religious fanaticism about things like this. And then there's a comment down that says, to anyone wondering, that's not true. Earth's orbit is elliptical, and the distance from the sun varies from around 147 kilometers to 152 million kilometers on any given year. Two, every star has a habitable zone that is affected by the size of the star and its intensity. The sun's habitable zone is about fill in the blank. And three, if your claim was true, any moderately sized earthquake would take us out of the habitable zone. Sorry. And then the comment below is, okay, that's cool and all, but don't ever comment on my status telling me that I'm wrong ever again. I didn't ask, did I? Answer, no. Right? So
I like when someone asks a question and answers it themselves.
Yeah. So that definitely is like, I mean, this is, the next one down is, when God chooses you, you don't ask why, for what reason. You do as you're told. I mean, that's the logic behind suicide bombing. That's the comment below.
Yeah.
You don't want people thinking that whatever God tells them is
what you're supposed to do.
Actionable today. No.
It's interesting. I mean, these things are, and these are seemingly mostly from Facebook, obviously. Facebook, it just is so crazy. It's another one of those topics that is kind of like on my white whale list of like, what is going on? Because I don't really spend time on Facebook anymore. And every time I go back, it feels like I'm going into like, a fucking
past.
It feels like I'm walking into like a Payless Shoes or something.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
So true.
I have a lot of older relatives. I say older, like, I mean, they're probably late 50s, 60s, that are heavy on Facebook now.
Right.
And they've gotten like very casual on Facebook. Totally. Like they're like filming themselves in their kitchens, like dancing, and you're like, it's whoa.
Bizarre. Yeah, it's what? Such a strange platform.
And they're just like being themselves, and they're letting their freak fly, and they're like sharing their opinions about the government, and you're like, whoa, okay, Facebook's not for me.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We always see this with corporate entities, right? Like obviously Blockbuster's the one that people love pointing to, but I went to a fucking Office Depot yesterday and I was just like, wow, what is this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it's like
Office Depots are weird.
This? Yeah.
It's like another
like
one of those things.
The tech isn't good.
No.
You don't really need the paper.
Yeah.
There's some
no,
cool Japanese
everything
pens,
they have, you just get on Amazon, you know?
Yeah, so it's like, I think Facebook is one of those things that we're starting to see a digital version of these kinds of companies where you go in and you go, holy shit, this is like a blast from the past.
Damn. Yeah.
Bizarre. All right, hit a couple more randoms. We got to close it out.
I just sent you guys one that...
so good.
What do you got?
Well, I sent you two, one for Don.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay, this is Freed's random.
Okay.
But yours, this is more for you, but Skyrim dad jokes. Which I don't get.
I don't get any of them.
I get
you,
all
I think,
of them.
You get them.
Oh my God.
Did you send me big dick problems?
And then there's a different one I got called big dick problems.
I wish I could relate, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh my God.
This is going to be like a jealousy kind of read.
Yeah, super jealousy read.
For all my Skyrim fans out there, why'd the Dragonborn go to High Hrothgar to see what all the fuss was about?
Oh, man.
I don't get it.
So funny.
I also landed on Linkin Park.
Tight. Shout out. Sorry, Chester. I'm sorry you're dead,
Great
bro.
Neighborhood.
Friend of the pod, Linkin Park.
All right. Well, this is a fun one. This is good. Shout out Rode, our sponsor for today. Gave us a new mixer. Capo Zetto, thank you for
always
constantly
keeping us toasted.
Yeah.
Thank you for using us as a tax loophole.
Yes.
Appreciate
That's
it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love
ride
it.
Us off.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. And we will be back next week with another podcast about the internet. By way of Reddit, the front page of the internet, my name is It's Your Dad.
I'm a dog boobs.
My foodie.
And if you want to talk to us, hit us up at our subreddit, our newly redesigned subreddit.
It looks beautiful.
It does look beautiful. Did You Reddit, of course. You can also email us at hi@didyoureddit.com. For some reason, we are very non-responsive on mod mail sometimes, so sometimes emailing us is best. And then, of course, follow us on Instagram. We can get all the hottest, sometimes we'll post on it memes. And that's it.
Yeah.
Woo!
Another sound effect. All right, bye.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.